Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, we're now going to cross to Poland for a slightly different story where a new Polish president was recently elected, President Karol Nawrocki, and he is largely considered right-wing, nationalist and Eurosceptic. His presidency is expected to strain relations with the European Union and possibly with Israel. So what does the election of Poland's new president mean for the Polish Jewish community and for Polish-Israeli relations? We're joined on the line now by Anna Zielinska, who is currently serving as a board member of the Jewish Association Trulent. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Sorry, Anna. And she's also a lawyer by education and an expert in tolerance and non-discrimination and hate crimes. Anna, thanks so much for joining us on The Home Run. How is the new president generally viewed by Poland's Jewish community? Are people hopeful, cautious, or concerned?
Thank you for having me. I think that majority of people are concerned because we don't expect that anything will change in the presidential palace. And we believe that the current political direction will be continued or maybe further even tightened because Karol Nawrocki is seen as a more right-wing and definitely in terms of Polish-Jewish relations, more of a revisionist that we know from his term that he served as a director of the Institute of National Remembrance. This is the course that the Institute took then. It was focusing on a nationalistic version of Polish history, focusing on Polish victimhood during the Second World War, they were discredited also scientists, experts who would write about Polish participation during the Second World War and collaboration. So this is definitely something that is worrisome. Also, all the news that came up during his campaign, the fact that he bought an apartment from an elderly person, that he promised to support this person but didn't, then there were some accusations of that he was providing a company of ladies to a hotel to a hotel guest where he worked, and other cases where he vouched in front of the Danish police for a neo-Nazi. So all those cases that were coming up during the election are quite worrying signal for what is to come. However, because he is not a politician and he never served as a politician, it is hard for us to say for certain what will happen because we never saw him
Anna, has he made any public statement regarding the current war between Israel and Iran? And has he made any other statements on issues relating to Polish Jewish history or anti-Semitism?
No, he didn't make any comments on what's going on right now between Israel and Iran. As far as I know, he didn't make any statements about Polish-Jewish relations. He used to, when he was working as a director of the Institute of National Remembrance, and then there was a famous case where there was an official protest directed to an Israeli newspaper who wrote about his revisionistic views. Polish authorities claim that this is not true and that this is showing Polish nation in a wrong light, in favorable light. So this was more or less his interest, but he doesn't speak a lot about Jewish Polish Jewish relation or Jewish community. He's not very focused.
Do you expect changes in Poland's current policy towards Israel under his leadership, Anna?
It's difficult to say. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to say because president does not have a lot of power, executive power, in Polish in Polish in our democratic system. So the limited power that he may have, we don't know. We really cannot foresee what his attitude will be towards Israel.
And lastly, what impact, if any, do you think his presidency could have on controversial laws regarding Holocaust memory or property restitution?
He already shown with his previous position that he is rather revisionistic in terms of Holocaust remembrance, and he wants to focus on the Polish victimhood and ignore what happened to the Jewish community. And I don't believe that far right is interested in restitution. I don't believe that he'll be supportive of it.
Certainly some worrying developments coming out of from Poland. Anna Zielenska, who is serving as a board member of the Jewish Association of Cholent and is a lawyer by education and an expert in tolerance and non-discrimination and hate crimes. This is certainly a story we will return to. Thank you so much for weighing in and giving us your opinion here on The Home Run.